A Time magazine edition in 1984 presented a startling cover. It pictured a prison cell where two men sat on metal folding chairs. The young man wore a black jumper, sweater, blue jeans, and white running shoes. The other man, older, was dressed in a white robe. They sat facing one another, close and personal. They spoke quietly so as to keep others from hearing the conversation. The young man was called Mahab Ali Agkar, the Pope's would-be assassin. He shot and wounded the Pope on May the 13th, 1981. The other man was Pope John Paul, the intended victim. The Pope embraced his enemy and pardoned him. When the Pope left the cell, he said, "What we have talked about must remain a secret between us. I spoke to him as a brother whom I have pardoned and who has my complete trust." That event happened 33 years ago. One individual is a saint, John Paul. The other, the assassin, is now a baptized Catholic. Trust and mercy go together like a glove and a hand. We are living in an age in need of mercy. The messenger of mercy is Saint Faustina. And this event in the prison cell of God's divine mercy is the same divine mercy whose message Saint Faustina witnessed to in her life and Saint John Paul promoted. It was on October the 5th, 1938, a young religious by the name of Sister Faustina, her baptismal name was Helen, died in a convent of the Congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Krakow, Poland. She came from a very poor family that had struggled hard on their little farm during the war. Sister, in fact, had only had 3 years of very basic education. So in the convent, her tasks were the humble tasks, usually in the kitchen, the garden, or manning the door as a porter. Yet God chooses the weak and makes them strong. How often do we overlook the simple people doing saintly tasks? On February the 22nd, 1931, Jesus Christ mystically appeared to this simple nun, bringing with him a wonderful message of mercy for all humanity. Saint Faustina tells us in her diary, her record of these events, that in the evening when I was in my cell, I became aware of the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in blessing, the other was touching the garment at his breast. From the opening of the garment at the breast, there came forth two large rays, one red and the other pale. In silence I gazed intently at the Lord. My soul was overwhelmed with fear, but also with great joy. After a while, Jesus said to me, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the inscription underneath, 'Jesus, I trust in you.'" Sometime later, our Lord again spoke to her. "The pale ray stands for the water that makes souls righteous, baptism. The red ray stands for the blood, which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depths of my most tender mercy at that time when my agonizing heart was opened by a lance on the cross. Fortunate, blessed is the one who will dwell in their shelter. for the just hand of God shall not lay hold of him. The whole image of divine mercy is symbolic of God's forgiveness and love. But people may ask the question today, why do we need mercy? If someone believes that they are well, they seek not a doctor. If someone lives too comfortably, they seek not to pray. If someone is indifferent to God's presence in their life and believes not in hell, they seek not his mercy. For our cynical times, God revealed to this humble nun, as he also did to the children of Fatima, the reality of hell. Sister Faustina Kowalska, by the order of God, wrote in her diary that God has visited the abysses of hell, has allowed me to go there, so that I may tell souls about it and testify to its existence. She went on to add a very important point. She said, but I noticed one thing about this vision of hell, that most of the souls there are those who disbelieved that there is a hell. We are all in need of mercy. Thomas, who doubted the presence of Christ, was challenged not by some flash of light or by some extraordinary miracle of the risen Lord, but he was challenged by the wounds of the Lord, his five marks of suffering. Why? Because we are wounded, wounded by sin, and we can therefore relate our wounds to his, to Christ's. And it's through his wounds that we are healed. It's only by his wounds do we encounter his mercy. And this mercy is not to be talked about, but lived. The ABC of mercy is something we engender in others by our example. A, we ask for God's mercy. B, we be merciful to others. And C, we completely trust. Trust in God. Every believer in this world must become a ray of hope to others. And we do that by bearing in mind that we all are wounded. We all have scars. We've all had our own Good Friday. And through our nail marks, as one might say, we are led through his mercy unto our glory. And only then will we be able to say, as did Thomas, my Lord and my God.